بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله و نحمده و نستعینه و نستغفره و نؤمن به و نتوکل و نشهد ان لا اله الا هو وحده لا شريك له و نشهد ان محمدا عبده و رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم و على اله و اصحابه اجمعين. Truly praises for Allah in the name of God, the Most Merciful and the Compassionate. Truly all praises for Allah, and we praise Him, and we seek His help, and we seek His forgiveness. We put our trust in Him, we seek a refuge in Allah from our evils of ourselves and our wrong actions. And whomsoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray, and whomsoever He leads astray, there is no one to guide him. We bear witness that there is no God, but no deity, but Allah, one without a partner. We bear witness that Muhammad is His worshiper and His messenger, and blessings of Allah and peace be upon him and his family and his companions. قَالُوا اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فِي كِتَابِهِ الْمُبِينِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا لِلَّهِ الْحَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَتَتَّقُونَ إِلَّا أَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً ۚ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ ۚ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. O you people, Allah praise be to Him, said in the prayer book, O you who have attained to faith, fear Allah as He should be feared, and do not die save that you are as Muslims. And O people, fear your Lord that created you from oneself, and from it is made, and from the twain spread out a multitude of men and women. Fear Allah in your claim over one another and toward the wounds from which you have come. Truly Allah is the watcher over all of you. Alhamdulillahi wa ja'ala yawman ajumati sayyidari ayinami wa nabudu wa nasta'inu illa iya wa huwa ladhi farada salatu ala jumati bi khalidita Allah. Ya ayu ladina amanu idha nudya la salati min yawman ajumati fa sawla dhikri Allahi wa dhiru bai. Praise be to Allah who made the day of congregation to be the best of days. We do not worship, we do not seek aid other than from He who made this congregational worship obligatory for us as witness in the saying of the Most High. O you who have attained to faith, if you hear the call for the Salah on the day of congregation, make haste to remembrance of Allah and leave your trading. The sincere believers, al-mukminina, al-mukulisina, huma al-ladina, amana utatma'inu al-kalubakam dhikri Allah, Allah bidhikri tatma'inu al-kalubala. The sincere believers are those who have believed and whose hearts find rest in the remembrance of Allah, for truly in the remembrance of Allah, so hearts find rest. Well, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, assalamu alaikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends Surat al-Imran by saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sabiru wa sabiru wa rabitu wa taqul lillahi wa lakum tuflihun. He says, O you who have attained to secure belief, endure and be steadfast and strengthen each other. Guard yourselves for Allah in order that you may be successful. My brothers and sisters, today, to understand how to become secure in your belief and to endure has a special meaning for us because we have a month to practice it, as I've been saying in the last two durus. That is very important for us to make the best of this month that's come before us. Sometimes we make the best of it by seeing our faults, and sometimes we make the best of it by understanding our strengths. Sometimes we make the best of it from catching ourselves doing something that's not quite right, and sometimes we find and make the best of it by seeing that we are doing good things. But don't differentiate between the two. It's the seeing with the eye of the seer, the basir. This is what's important. Allah reminds us in Surah Al-Humar, He says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تَقُوا رَبَّكُمْ لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ دُنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَأَرْضُ لِلَّهِ وَاسِعَةً إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Say, O my worshippers who have believed, be conscious of your Lord and ward off evil from within and without. For those who excel at good deeds in this world, there is a best of goodness, and the earth of Allah is spacious. Truly, those who are steadfastly patient will be rewarded without an accounting. Mi falos a pensar en col inni un rito in ab ud de la hua muklis la hua ledin. Truly I am commanded to worship Allah, making, say truly I'm commanded to worship Allah, making my religious way of life sincere for Him. Wa umritu lilan akuna awwal al muslimin. And I'm commanded to be first among those who are willingly to surrender to Allah. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, this is the month for that. This is the month for that. Sometimes I feel when I stand here on the khutbah that, you know, it should be, and it is, of course, sufficient just to quote and walk away. Because these are the, this is the, that's the darsh, that's the message for today. The month of Ramadan is upon us after sunset tonight, alhamdulillah. And whether we make the calculations one way or the other way, the calculation is made in our heart. It's been a very interesting Rajab and Shaban, as always. Many things have happened during the month of Rajab and Shaban for us here. We're very busy, we had many opportunities to be distracted, and we had many opportunities to serve. I mean, many opportunities to be among young Muslims and believers and among people who were not Muslims. We had many opportunities to give good messages and to watch ourselves as we served. And now the month of Ramadan is upon us for reflection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remind us what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on the last day of Shaban, the virtues of Ramadan he required of us to understand. He said, on the last day of Shaban, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people, there comes upon you now a great month, a most blessed month in which lies a night which is greater in worth than 1,000 months. It is a month in which Allah has made compulsory that which is prescribed fasting should be observed by day, and He has made a special prayer, Tarawiyah, by a night, a tradition. Whoever strives to draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by performing any virtuous deeds during this month, any virtuous deeds for him or her shall be a reward, as if he or she has performed a prescribed act of worship at any other time of year. Whoever performs a prescribed act of worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for him or his charity, shall be a reward of 70 prescribed acts of worship, as in any other time of year. This is indeed a month of patience, and a reward for true patience is paradise. It is a month of sympathy. It is a month of sympathy with one's fellow human beings. It is a month in which true believers' provisions are increased. Whosoever feeds a person performing the prescribed fast in order to end the fast at sunset, for him or her, there should be forgiveness of their sins and emancipation from hell. For him or her shall be the same reward for those whom they have fed without person's reward being diminished at the least. Thereupon we said, O Messenger of Allah, none of us possess the means whereby we can provide enough for the prescribed fasting person to break the prescribed fast. The Messenger said, God grants the same reward to one who gives a person who is performing the prescribed fast a single date or a drink of water or a sip of milk to end that prescribed fast. Again, we have given another khutbah by repeating what the Prophet has said. I've encouraged you to invite one another over to each other's homes, not just during the month of Ramadan. I don't want it to be organized by the organization. I don't want it to be scheduled on a schedule, as you received the email from Jahan on this subject. I don't want it to be anything but active worship from you, from your own heart. Nor should you. But you see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the mouth of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, what the reward is. What the reward is. But one virtuous deed is equal to one fart prayer. Huh? And one prescribed act of worship is equal to 70. Huh? What is that? An amount of sympathy. A month of sympathy. Sympathy, sympathy, sympathy. Say it. Sympathy. Sympathy. How? When was the last time you used the word sympathy? Was it yesterday? Did you use the word sympathy yesterday? Did you? Mashallah. Did you use the word sympathy yesterday? Did you? Did you? I didn't. Did you? Did you? Did you? How many of you used the word sympathy yesterday? Not many. When somebody dies, you say, please extend my condolences. My sympathy goes out to you. This is a month of sympathy. A month. A month has, what do we calculate? How many minutes? How many seconds? A month of sympathy. So if I said it was a month of air, it's easy. Because air is there all the time. A month of water? Water's around everywhere. A month of sympathy. Oh, I shiver at least. I'm shivering in my bare feet. And the standard I'm setting for myself for this month by repeating what the standard is told by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will be taking the test by my own self, and maybe by others. You never know. I may be reminded. You shouldn't say that. This is Ramadan. Scary. Don't breathe for 2 minutes. How can you do that? Oh, maybe if you're a swimmer, I guess you could do that. If you feed a person performing the prescribed fast in order to enter there for their iftar, wow, there'll be forgiveness of their sins and emancipation from hell. You want to have somebody over dinner tonight? I'm a little tired. I'd rather hold on to my sins for another day. Well, I'll take my chances. I'll live till tomorrow. I'll have somebody over tomorrow. You know, famous Arabic term, mañana. Right? Let's invite somebody over for dinner tonight. Tomorrow. It's a better day for me. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, you distira. You know, remember that story you used to tell? That story? You know you're going to live till the next day. Alhamdulillah. Of course there are exigencies. Of course there are circumstances. But cut back on them. Cut back on them. You know? Because the energy you don't have, you might get. The health you don't have, you might find. The upset you have, you might get over. The conversation you have, you might never would have had. The knowledge you might have gained, you never might never have gained. And the happiness you would have brought to somebody, you might never have brought to them. And it is a month of sacrifice, so make that little sacrifice. And then continue it. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, in this month are four things you should endeavor to perform in great number, two of which shall be to please your Lord, while the other two are those without which you cannot make do. Those which shall be pleasurable to your Lord are that you should in great quantity recite the testimony bearing witness to the oneness of Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu rasulullah. So let's start now. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Yeah, very good. I hope you all did it. Not just in your brain, on your tongue. There's a difference that goes through your brain and on your tongue, as you well know. But sometimes something goes through your brain that comes out on your tongue that shouldn't, and sometimes something comes out on your tongue that is not what's in your brain. So it's nice to get the harmony between the two. So let's try it again for those of you who didn't say it out loud because you're embarrassed that somebody might hear you. Well, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammadan wa Rasulullah. Yeah, that's very good. Still some didn't. To begin Allah's, to beg God's forgiveness for your wrongdoings, for those without which you cannot make it. That's the second one. To beg Allah's forgiveness for your wrongdoings. Okay? To make the shahada, and to beg Allah's forgiveness. For those without which you cannot make do, you should beg Allah for entry into paradise and seek refuge with Allah. And whosoever gave water to drink to a person who had performed the prescribed fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall grant them a drink from my fountain. Aha. How many of you serve water on the night of iftar, when we make iftar here in the mosque, in the masjid? How many of you serve water? Yes? To people here. How many of you serve water at home if somebody comes to your house to eat? How many of you will serve, if somebody comes to your house, how many of you will serve water to the person maybe? Is there a chance you might serve water? Huh? What did Allah say? What does the Prophet say? Alayhi salatu wasalam say? Whosoever gave water to a person who had performed the prescribed fast, Allah shall give them a drink from my fountain, such a drink that they will never feel again thirsty until they enter paradise. So, when I'm sitting in my house, I have to remember not to say, yeah, Sabrine, would you go get so-and-so some water who's coming here for dinner? We should race to the spigot to see who's going to get a drink from the fountain. Isn't it silly? Is it just sort of hagiographic silliness? What if it's right? Just entertain the idea that even if just the attitude changes you. Just that attitude changes you. Would you like some water? And in the Holy Quran, as we read, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what I read to you earlier, that the month of Ramadan is coming. This month is a month of sabr. Sabr means what? Yeah, perseverance, right. I like to think Ramadan always in terms of perseverance. Because it means patience. But perseverance is a good way to think of it in the month of Ramadan. To persevere. People's tendencies tend to rise to the surface at this time. Agitation. Some people find illness. Some people become focused on their weaknesses. Some see their nafs and mara rise. We'll just say our sensitivities. Because we carry around anxieties, and we carry around fears, and we carry around worries, and we carry around apprehensions and memories, things that perhaps we hold too close to us sometimes, and we don't know how to let go of. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to help us during Ramadan let go of our sensitivities, our weaknesses, our tendencies, our illnesses. He's going to help us do that. He, she, it, the system. When you get into the system that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the resonance with Ramadan, things get better. Because why? A priori, you're in resonance, you're in harmony. Think of it that way. It's fine, you want to hold your hands up and pray to Allah as if Allah's up in the sky somewhere. That's fine, that's tradition, and you might do that. But Allah's not in the sky. Allah is a perfectly balanced system. Perfectly harmonious sounds. Perfectly beautiful reality. Why is Jannah described as Jannah is described? Because it's harmonious and it's beautiful and it's balanced. Right? It may look like that, may not look like that to the eyes of someone who has of their soul. But the point is that it's consistent. It's balanced. Everything's beautiful. The people are beautiful. The rivers are beautiful. The jewels are beautiful. The sky is beautiful. The trees are beautiful. The fruits are beautiful. Everything tastes wonderful. Nothing rots. Nothing pollutes. Nothing dies. Nothing gets old. Nothing gets young. That's in a resonance. It's in harmony. Everything's in harmony. It's another way of saying, Jannah is mizan, balance. Why is Jahannam described the way it is? Because it's imbalanced. Things are die, they consume. People are not happy, they're unhappy. They scream, they yell. Problems come again and again and again. You live, you die, you live, you die, you live, you die. Over and 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 over again. This is hell. Disbalance. Lack of resonance. Lack of harmony. So we want to be sensitive to the Divine Presence and sensitive to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and sensitive to the goodness in people, and sensitive to the beauty around us, and sensitive to the hope in our souls, and sensitive to the fitrah that we were given when we were born. But not overly sensitive to our illnesses and our weaknesses and our doubts and our worries and anything like that. And Allah will help us do that. Does it mean that tonight at sundown all your illness will go away? Well, inshallah, probably not. But we all do know, because science has taught us, that your mental attitude has an effect on your body. So at least let's have the right attitude. It is a month of perseverance. As-Sabr, name of Allah. This is the month of As-Sabr. It is also the month of Ar-Rahmah. It is also the month of Al-Adab. It's a shame what happens sometimes in the Muslim world during Ramadan. What a sin. What a sin that people harm each other. Astaghfirullah. And we said, we know that Allah says, you come toward me and I'll come running toward you. He tells us, they love me and I love them. In other words, we have to get to a place in our life where even though Ramadan is coming to us tonight, we're coming faster to Ramadan. Oh, Ramadan coming. Oh, Ramadan coming. I got 5 more hours I can eat. I can drink another drink. I'm going to run to Ramadan. I'm going to run to Ramadan. Let's see, I'm running. I'm going to run to Ramadan. Moving toward Ramadan. We have to get to a place in our lives where we don't wait for Allah to come to us, but we seek the critical need to move toward Allah. I'm coming. No. Allah's presence. It means just turning your face. Turning your attention. Tawujhu. To turn your attention toward Allah. Turn your attention to Allah. Turn toward good. Turn toward compassion. Turn toward mercy. Turn toward patience. Turn toward love. Turn toward justice. Turn toward peace. Turn toward perseverance. Turn toward majesty, beauty. Turn toward greatness. Turn toward majesty. 99 turns. Allah's present. We have to get to the point in our life where perseverance is not something we have to struggle with, but is something that we embrace and we love, and we miss it when we don't have it. And we have to get to the point in our lives where what we need for our stability, for our hearts, is to be open to our capacity and our ability to perform our duties and our responsibilities to love one another, to serve one another. Is so important to us that Allah, who is always present, whose names are always active around us, whose attributes are always with us, just responds. Like the pond responds to the pebble thrown in it. We know how to respond. We respond to things all the time. Why'd you look at me like that? What do you mean by that? Did you just eat garlic? Is that you? What did you say? We respond all the time. Why do we not respond to the divine presence? We can. We can. All of us. We have to strive to do that. But it's not only that we have to respond, we have to also initiate. Because Allah says, they love me and I love them. Not I love them and they love me. They love me and I love them. So we initiate and Allah responds. And we know that that's even better because we know that when somebody shows you appreciation for something, it's better than the thing you did. Right? You do something and somebody says, oh, thank you, it's exactly what I needed to hear, or it's exactly what I wanted to get, or you're so considerate. We feel better than the act we did itself. So to have the response of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wonderful. It seems to be the opposite of what prayer is. In most religions, prayer is that you sit there and you ask God for something and you pray and you ask God and God's supposed to hear it. Oh Allah, give me this and give me that and give me this and give me that and give me this and give me that. Oh God, give me that. You know, it's more like the ocean. And diving into the ocean, it's more that we have to recognize that the answer is already present, the response is already there, the healing is already there, the love is already there, the courage is already there, the patience is already there, the perseverance is already there, and we have to form the right appeal so that they match, so they're in harmony, so they're in resonance. Say the dua, that's why the beautiful dua is so beautiful. I heard Dr. Nawab last night recite a beautiful dua. He recites a dua very, very beautifully. I don't know if you recognize that, but he does. In the moment he's reciting the dua, his heart, I'm sure, is filled because Allah is responding. This is a month of perseverance. Therefore, it's a month of opportunity. Prophet Allah informed us that this month has a lot of blessings in it, a lot of benefits. Mercy, guidance, peace, these are your blessings. The doors are open to paradise. The doors of hell are closed. And the revelation of Quran is given to us in this month. Rejoicing in happiness and forgiveness, which is, of course, necessitates something before forgiveness. Repenting is part of this month. Patience in sharing one's daily life with those who you want to share it with, who you love, who love you, who you respect, who respect you, who are responsible. And for strangers also, as far as Ramadan is the month of perseverance and patience, is joined by many other qualities. Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu narrated that the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he gave a sermon on the last day of Shaban, and I read it to you. And remember what he said. He said, O people, a great and blessed month is approaching, and is Ramadan the month of sabr. And the reward of sabr is Jannah. And yes, there are difficulties and there are trials. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, did you think that I would only try you one time? It's not that you're going to have 100 different trials. It may be 100 different versions of exactly the same trial. Don't talk too much. Don't overthink. Don't worry so much. Don't have too much fear. Watch what you say. Watch how your tongue. Watch your mind. Maybe the same thing, 100 different verses. Maybe that after the second time it comes, you say, it passes, and you say, and it's another trial comes. Alhamdulillah. Everything's okay. Allah's not saying it's October, whatever, the 12th, 1944, and you know, this is what happened then, and now it's happening again. This is saying today, it is now August the 21st, 2009. Right? This is what today is. And whatever Allah gives me today, this is my test and my trial today. What happened in 1942 or 1944 or 1948 or 1960 or 1970 or 75 or 80, 85, 90, 92, 97, 99, 2001, 2002, happened then. Now we're going to deal with the month of Ramadan. We're going to try to let go of those worries and those attitudes and that history and and those conditioning and whatever that happened, we have to try to let go of it. And when we see the same things repeating again, we ask Allah, oh Allah, relieve the burden from me, or relieve the burden from the people. Because every time you dwell in the past too long, you're bringing the past to the present. And whatever's heavy in the present is heavy enough. So we want to bring the weight of the past there too. This idea of perseverance is mentioned 103 times in the Quran. 103 times in 25 different forms and 46 different surahs. Because of its importance, it has been mentioned that many times. Not because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala couldn't think of another word or something else to say. Because this is the message for eternity. People are always going to have to deal with patience and perseverance. Always. How many times the name of a battle is mentioned? One or two times. Why? Because it's historical. It's going to pass. But patience and perseverance isn't going to pass. The reality of what it takes to be a human, being at peace with themselves and peace with Allah, is based on our perseverance. Patience and perseverance have a major role in our life. Therefore, it has a major role in Quran. And we have to concentrate on it. We have to discuss it. We have to strive for it. For those who are patient during Ramadan, of course, there's a great reward. What is the reward? The promise of paradise, of course. Who can visualize paradise but in other ways? You know, you visualize paradise in ways described to you. But what is this paradise? It's goodness, it's harmony, it's resonance, it's peacefulness. And this is what we are striving for. Not that we're striving for paradise, we're striving for those qualities that make our reality paradisical. And when we're persevering, you're filled totally with the love of Allah. The love of Allah is the love of one another. The respect for Allah is the respect for one another. The service to Allah is the service to one another. I came to your door, you know, and I was hungry, but you didn't feed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. Who is that? It's your neighbor. It's your brother. It's your sister. It's your uncle. It's your daughter, it's your son, it's your husband, it's your wife, it's your friend. And when we have solitude amidst the crowd, that means that we are placed in our own self, but we can be among others. This is a taste of paradise too. And for those who are patient during Ramadan, who persevere during Ramadan, the greatest reward is that patience and perseverance itself. We have to find between ourselves and another, between ourselves and the world, between ourselves and our work, ourselves and nature, there has to be peace. And so we need to pray for peace. And this is also the month where all the good efforts that you make will be added to. All the wrongs that you repent from will be removed. Believe that. A person who is ready to be patient, to persevere, not to eat when they're hungry, and that's part of Ramadan, by the way. It's not just about fasting, you know. Fasting from all this other stuff all the time. By the way, don't eat during Ramadan. It's a month of mercy. It's a month of love. It's a month of caring for others. It's a month of remembering. It's a month of forgiving, forgiving, forgiving. Don't hold grudges. Don't get too angry. If you have, get upset. Repent right away. Accept the person's repentance if it's through you directly. Give forgiveness. Don't hold on to things. Don't get upset. Don't think this. Don't think that. Love the ones who love you. Love the ones who don't even love you. Then that's your Muslim. Then you're a Muslim. Then you're a Mu'min. Then you're a Murid. And then you're a Murad. But you can't be a Murad until you're a Murid. So you ought to practice that too. Our Prophet of Hosea Salam informed us that when whoever passed in Ramadan with faith, with iman, with expectations, their reward is forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best and knows all that we need. All of us need forgiveness. He also said, whoever fasts Ramadan with conviction and expectation, his previous mistakes will be forgiven. So, it's a two-way street. The example is that Allah forgives us if we act in a certain way. What it is for us, we have to forgive others. We have to forgive others, too. And forgive ourselves. And the second part is that we may feel embarrassed about it, but we don't want to bring other things up to either that are not right. So we have to look past people's faults also. So this is the time for understanding the Hadith Qudsi, know yourself and you will know your Lord. There are many, many more things to discuss during the month of Ramadan. I'll save them. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma ansurna fi naqa khayrun nasirin. في الدنيا والدنيا والآخرة إنك كل شيء خير. Well, Allah succor us, for you are the best of aid, and open to us, for you are the best at opening, and forgive us, for you are the best at forgiving. Have mercy upon us, for you are the most merciful, and provide for us, for you are the best of providers. Guide us, deliver us from the hands of the oppressors. Grant us a fair wind in accord with you. Knowledge wafted upon us from the treasures of your mercy. Transport us by it on the conveyance of your generosity and the peace and well-being of in our spiritual life and our worldly life and our final life. Truly you have the power over all things. Allahumma yasirana umrana maharahati li kulubana bi'abadina wa salamati wa al-afiyati fi dunana wa dinana wa nasalaka imana daiman. ونسألك قلبا كاشيا ونسألك علما نافيا ونسألك دينا أكاما ونسألك العافية من كل بلاء ونسألك تامنا العافية ونسألك دوما العافية ونسألك الشكر والعافية إنك على كل شيء قدير. Oh Allah, make the order easy for us with our serenity in our hearts and our bodies and peace and well-being in our worldly lives and spiritual lives. And we beseech you for faith that is everlasting, and we beseech you for faith for a submissive heart, and we beseech you for your knowledge that is beneficial, and we beseech you for certainty that is genuine, and we beseech you for a religion that is straight, and we beseech you for well-being free from every affliction, and we beseech you for complete well-being, and we beseech you for your complete well-being, and we beseech you for continual well-being, and we beseech you for thankfulness for that well-being. Allahumma wasfir wujuhana bin nuri sifatik wal adhikana bin bashirna yawmi kiyamati bayna uliyaka wa ja'al yadaka mabsutatan alayna wa ahla ahlana wa mamana bi rahmatika wa kunna sahiban fi safarin wa kalafatin fi ahlina wa atmis ala wujuhi aydana wa awan sakhahum ala makanatihim fa Allah yasti'anu ala mudiya wa la muajiya wa la alayna ya nima ala mujib ya nima ala mujib ya nima ala mujib. O Allah, make our faces to shine with the light of your attributes, and make us laugh and rejoice on the resurrection day among your friends, and make your hand to be spread upon us for our families and our children and those who are with us. By your mercy, be our companion in our travels and guardian in our family, and efface the faces of our enemies and freeze them in their places so that they are unable to go or come against us. O most gracious responder, O most gracious responder, O most gracious responder, O Allah. Please respond to the needs of everyone here, all who are gathered here, those who are living, those who are serving, and those who are ill, and those who are well. Allah, and respond to the needs of those who have passed on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and keep and cover them with the mercy of your love and for the shade of your trees of Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Feed them the beautiful waters of Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let them bathe in those waters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you to respond to our deepest yearning and our most heartfelt needs, and for those needs of our as individuals and as a community of believers. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa namadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bi tawakkali wa la'i wa nashhadu an la ilaha illahu wa ashhadu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala jami'il anbiya wa mursalin wa malakati wa muqarribin wa awliyaullah salihin wa mujahideen fi yadin bi rahmatika ya ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Kalallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala fi kitabil mubin. إن لله وملكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد اللهم وارد وسعادتنا الخلفاء الراشدين أبا بكر الصديق وعمر والفاروق والعثمان والنورين وسيدنا الإمام علي كرم الله وجهه واردر اللهم عن سيدنا الحسن وسيدنا الحسين والأمهم سيادتي فاطمة والزهرة وآل البيت الكرام وأزواج نبياتك وتهريرات أمهات المؤمنين وأن صحابات الصالحين وتابعين وتابعين وعباد الله المخلصين بإسلامين وإمامين وإحسانين إلى يوم الدين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى ينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وذكر الله أكبر وأكرم. Let's pray our jubilant prayer. This is the final prayer before the day of the wishing.